From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The U.S. is no longer flying earthquake victims from Haiti to the U.S. for medical care. NPR's Debbie Elliott explains what's behind the decision.
The military has halted medical evacuations because some states are no longer willing to take on new patients from Haiti, according to Captain Kevin Ondal with the U.S. Transportation Command.
It simply comes down to, from our perspective, that Transcom, we're not going to be flying any medevac missions without an accepting hospital on the other end.
Ondal says that doesn't mean earthquake victims aren't getting care.
We have a very, very robust medical presence on the island as well as offshore, so nobody is going without treatment.
In a letter this week to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, Florida Governor Charlie Crist said the state's health care system was reaching saturation, with nearly 500 Haitian earthquake victims already being treated in Florida hospitals. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
A major winter storm has hit the southeast and east coast today, canceling hundreds of flights, shutting down large stretches of highway, and making driving conditions hazardous. Nearly a foot of snow fell in parts of North Carolina. Julia Jarema of the North Carolina Emergency Operations Center says officials received more than 1,200 calls for assistance overnight.
About 800 of those were collisions. Fortunately, so far we've not had any fatalities, so we feel very fortunate in that.
Andrea Chancellor of the Public Service Company of Oklahoma says crews trying to restore power to tens of thousands of customers in that state ran into the same trouble other motorists were facing.
A lot of our crews who were en route to meet up with those already there over the night were turned back by closed roadways and difficult travel conditions.
Much of the Washington-Baltimore area is bracing for 4 to 8 inches of snow as the storm moves up the coast. NPR's Kathy Rushlow says driving is a challenge in the suburbs of D.C.
Most people are driving fairly safely because all around you people are fishtailing and in the side of the road, and it's just piles of slush on roads that, you know, usually people are going 55, 65 miles an hour. Right near the Pentagon, it's turning into a parking lot very quickly, at least it was when I was there.
NPR's Kathy Rushlow reporting from suburban Virginia. A joint U.S.-Afghan force called in an airstrike on what turned out to be another Afghan unit after taking fire from that area early today. 4 Afghan soldiers were killed. The nation's defense ministry is demanding punishment for the friendly fire incident in the tribal area southwest of Kabul. The deadly strike could further strain relations between NATO and the Afghan government. Meantime, an Afghan interpreter angry over job issues killed 2 soldiers, U.S. soldiers yesterday before he was killed by an American service member in the same vicinity where today's airstrike occurred. NATO says the 2 attacks are unrelated. This is NPR. The White House is recommending a $200 million fund be created to defray the security costs of cities hosting the trials of accused terrorists. One congressional aide familiar with the plan says the money is proposed in the president's budget that's to be released on Monday. Late last year, the Obama administration said the trials would be held in a federal court in Manhattan, close to the site of the World Trade Center bombings. At first, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg was on board with the trials, but has since changed his mind due to the millions of dollars it would cost for more security. Arizona Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner has announced his retirement from the National Football League. Mark Moran in Phoenix says Warner leaves the game with the 3 most prolific throwing performances in the history of the National Football League Super Bowl.
While Kurt Warner retired as one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL and at the top of his game, he certainly didn't start there. The deeply spiritual Warner went from stocking grocery store shelves part-time while playing in the Arena Football League in Iowa to Super Bowl MVP in just a few seasons.
Anything is possible. You know, I think I'm a living example of when you continue to work hard, when you continue to believe in yourself, and with his faith in himself and with his faith in God, he was able to accomplish great things. And that's what I want everybody to remember.
Warner retires having led 2 ailing NFL franchises to 3 Super Bowls and winning one. No quarterback in Super Bowl history has thrown for more yards than Warner. As he stood at the press conference podium, Bible in hand and looking out at his family, Warner said, "It's been an unbelievable 12 years, and I'm just as excited about the next 12. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
China suspended military exchanges with the U.S. It's also threatening to take further action if the Pentagon goes through with a deal to sell weapons to Taiwan. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.